All right, welcome back everybody to The Slow Pitch. And today we're going to begin a five-part series. We're going to go through five different episodes. Each one of them are going to be short. Each one are going to be to the point. And they're going to be about the top five tips for salespeople. And some of these might be beginner. Some of them might be more intermediate. But they're really for anybody who is in sales. Let's get started.
This is The Slow Pitch Podcast.
Part one is simple as this. Your goal is to get pain. So let's talk quickly about what pain is. Pain is simply what is their problem that you're trying to solve. So let's say you're a plumber. If you're a plumbing company and you're a salesperson for the plumbing company, it's a big company. And so you're taking calls. Hey, somebody calls up and says, hey, I have a running toilet that just keeps running. It won't stop. The water just keeps flowing. As a plumber, you know, it's as simple as changing out the flap, right? But the question becomes, if you just gave them the answer is, hey, it sounds like your flap is broken. All you gotta do is change the flap. Or we could send somebody out real quick and change the flap for you. There might be a little bit of question in their mind. It's like, am I going to get scammed here? This sounds a little too easy. You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's their real problem, right? But if you start asking questions and you say something like, well, when you say running, what do you mean? Well, when you look at it, the inside of the toilet, there's water constantly flowing in it. Well, how much water? How long has this been going on? Is it a just start? Is it more than the bowl can handle? Is it draining? Like, start asking those questions. And the next thing you know, you find out, well, the water's running, but it's kind of getting to this point where, this toilet's about to overflow here in a little bit. Now it's urgent. So there's a while back, we had heard somebody use the reference in sales, when you have somebody that has a bleeding neck, that's the time that they're ready to buy, right? And if they don't have a bleeding neck, then they're not ready to buy. Bleeding neck is a little bit violent. Bleeding neck is a little bit more beyond probably what's real, but it gives you a good visual and good reference point that says, okay, I get it. That's a person that needs help and they need me to help them with their problem. So a bleeding neck is something that says, this is a problem. If they don't stop the bleeding, if they don't stop their problem, then they're going to essentially bleed out. They're going to die. There's something that bad's going to happen. It's going to cost them, right? That's what I want you to think about pain as. Do they have a bleeding neck? And how do I find out whether or not there is a bleeding neck there? Because sometimes it's a slow bleed and sometimes it's a fast bleed. If it's a slow bleed, then you have to start to fast forward for them in their mind and say, help them understand how long has this been going on already? How much is this costing now every day, month, week, whatever it is? And then is that a lot or is that just a little bit compared to what your normal business is like? And then the next thing you know is like, okay, well, let's fast forward. What happens if you just didn't do anything? How much would that run you then? Well, if you're a bleeding neck and it's a trickle of a little bit of blood and yeah, they think they can stop it, but it's not stopping it enough. That may cost them, if they fast forward over the course of the year, it may cost them millions of dollars, may cost them thousands, whatever that is. But is that a lot or a little bit for them? And if it's more than they care for, they're ready to buy. They have a bleeding neck, right? That's one component of pain, is understanding what that is. The second thing to understand or keep in your back of your head is the first thing that they give you as their problem is probably not their real pain. The thing that you have to keep in mind is they're going to tell you what they think it is. That's what they think the pain is. But if you're the expert, you probably know what the underlying causes of that pain is and are better suited to answer the call, if you will, or to fix their problem. If you're not the expert, then why are you doing this work, right? So they've called you for the problem that they're having. They think they know what the solution is, but the real solution might be part of that and part of three other things. Now we have to ask some questions. So once you know what they say is their problem, now let's start digging in. What is it? And then start figuring out by asking questions if there are other issues that are happening that they don't realize are contributing to this. And once you start asking those questions, and you'll know those for your particular industry, right? When you start asking those, if you start finding out, oh, there's this, also other happening, keep asking more questions. And then as you build on that, you want to start to learn how much that's costing them and fast forward into their future. All right, so this is just part one of a five-episode series. We're going to try to have these come out a little more quickly so that they're a little more close together so you can actually listen to all these in succession a little bit more. But I want you to think about between now and the next episode that comes out, how good are you at finding the pain beside what they're telling you on the phone or before you get started? If they tell you it's X and you haven't found out out that it's not just X, but X, Y, and Z as problems, then start asking yourself the question, how do I ask the questions to help them understand there's other stuff happening, and let them explain to me what else is happening so that I can get into the real issue that's happening that's causing their issues. Ask yourself the question, am I digging far enough into their issues by asking all the right questions? Am I doing that enough? And if you're not, I want you to, before the next episode comes out, write a list of the top 5 questions you should be asking that you forget to ask when you think about the meetings that you've had and they've started to tell you pain, but you haven't digging enough into that issue, right? So I want you to think about those 5 questions and write those down. All right, until next time, don't forget, slow down and close more.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.
Thanks as always for listening today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Slow Pitch. We were mixed today, as always, by Johnny Palakis, and we were produced by High Gravity Studios. Music credits and other notes are in the show notes section on theslowpitch.com, and we'll be back with another episode soon.